All right, so good morning, everybody. Kind of feels like the home stretch here. After, what did you say, were we exhausted or invigorated, I think? So I don't know about you, I'm kind of both. Anyway, so thank you for sticking it out and for being here. And I'm going to continue on with our theme, of course, of collaborations and partnerships, right, which really I think is what public health is all about. So nothing to disclose. And as was just mentioned, so I'm from right here in Chicago, not too far, southwest side, Sinai Urban Health Institute. Many of you may have heard of our work. We've been doing a lot with community health workers since our inception in 2000. And we started with three staff people, and we're now hovering at close to 40. So epidemiologists, program managers, community health workers, and part of Sinai Health System and Mount Sinai Hospital. So as I mentioned, CHWs have really been integral to our work. Of course, I'm hoping that many of you already are a little steeped in community health worker model and what it is. And if not, then you can, I guess, look it up, because I'm obviously not going to spend some time right now talking about it. I feel like it's preaching to the choir. But I think, you know, community health workers are really the heart and soul of so much of the work that's done, and particularly at Sinai Urban Health Institute. And we've become a leader at SUHI. And in fact, if you're interested in checking out our website, we do have a guidelines and best practices report that a few of my colleagues generated, which is very exciting. And is also part of what got us to our work that we were just doing over the last year with Advocate Health Partners. So Advocate really recognized SUHI's expertise and initiated a collaboration which began a year ago September and just recently ended. It had to be extended about a month. And I think it was a win-win and a positive experience for all. So we helped them to strategically, you know, look at two of their hospital systems to identify and to bring in community health worker model and programs. One of them was the asthma intervention, and then there was a second one which started as one thing and became another, which I'll be talking about briefly in a minute. So really what happened in terms of the collaboration and the work and developing, figuring out how we were going to work together. Initially, SUHI proposed, how about we offer, you know, we provide, oh, that's really fun.
Yeah,
that's really nice. We provide the asthma program to their members, and they wanted to take ownership. So they wanted community health workers to be part of the Advocate system, and having a medical director who's a champion for community health workers. And I think, again, many of you probably already know that having somebody who gets it, especially if they're a doctor, a medical director, somebody high up the food chain. And so she really helped to champion it, and we began on this train-the-trainer model for them. So also having a strong leader and believer in the model who was appointed to oversee the program. And this person, her name is Jackie Rouse, and she was just incredible. And she had already, at one of Advocate's hospitals on the southeast side, Advocate Trinity Hospital, had already began to integrate at least one community health worker into the work she was doing. So part of what happened then after launching the asthma program was that Advocate really felt like they needed to take a step back and determine, because we had agreed in our partnership and our contract it was going to be a two-prong approach. One was going to be the asthma intervention, and the other was initially going to be for their hard-to-reach members. So let's use the community health workers to help find the hard-to-reach members. Then they said, well, you know, maybe we need to rethink that. Maybe we want to do something with infant and, or, you know, maternal health. Maybe we want to do something with ED overuse. So that was a challenge from our end, because we knew we only had a year. I had carefully mapped out all these timelines, you know, and then they kept having to be redone as things just got delayed and delayed. But in the end, it was a learning experience, I think, for both parties, and they decided to work on doing an ED overuse intervention for their second intervention. What I'm going to talk about here briefly is their asthma program. So The ESMA program at Sinai Urban Health Institute, one of the ones that we have that works with outside partnerships, is called ESMA Care Partners. Advocate really wanted to make it their own and named it the Advocate Asthma Support Program. We walk them through all of our steps. One of the things that we do to find and screen the best community health workers is what we call a pre-training hiring workshop, which has been talked about in some other sessions from some of my colleagues. And that is basically gathering together potential community health workers for a day or day and a half workshop where we can see them in action, where they're learning about what it means to be a community health worker. They're learning some maybe about asthma. And then we're also learning who are they, how do they interact, how do they do the teach back method, do they have the heart and the soul to be a community health worker, because we all know it takes a special person. So we offer then advocate hiring support, the training, home visit training preparation. That's huge at SUHI. You know, we don't just have these folks be trained for a week and then, okay, you're on your own. They're evaluated through a series of role play evaluations. They shadow experienced community health workers. They're guided by a supervised community health worker. So these three community health workers who were hired as advocate employees walked through all of our processes. And we're able to benefit from the rich history and experience of our asthma CHWs, particularly at Sinai Urban Health Institute. We also share our evaluator tools. One of my colleagues, who's an epidemiologist and who's top-notch with all the evaluation tools, worked very intimately with some of Advocate's staff. And again, we were guiding Advocate, but they were really making the decisions. There's some results. I think the biggest challenge, and as you can see here, there's not yet a lot of results, and that's really the biggest challenge, which has been that Advocate's system of tracking is just, that they already had, is not generating what they want for this type of a program. So it's been a frustration for them, and it was, of course, a little frustration for me. I was talking to my colleague there last week, and she said, well, yeah, one report says we have close to 50 participants, and another says 30. So the more factual one says 30, but I think it's 50, so I'm just going to go ask the three community health workers, how many people have you seen? And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So they're working on it. That's all I can say, is that they're working on it. They're changing. They're in the process of going to a new system, and it's just been really kind of enlightening for me, I think, to see what this big health system, you know, how they have some intricate, this active advice tracking, and yet it doesn't generate just what they want to get. And to prove the effectiveness of what they've done so far, you know, since March 3rd of 15. So a lot of lessons learned. As I think most of you know, collaborating with another organization, be it another healthcare organization or whatever, we have all got our own acronyms and different computer programs and all these things to figure out. Sometimes the partner needs to move through their own pace to make a decision. And again, that created some challenges for us, but a real learning experience. There we go again. And patience and understanding might be needed. The staff who believe in support in the community health worker model are really key to integrating within an organization and to educating many of the folks who, as somebody just said in a previous CHW session, as Carl Rush said, it's hard to believe, but there's still many folks who don't quite know or understand what is a CHW, what do they do, why are they so beneficial, especially with with the Medicaid population. So some of the competing priorities sometimes, of course, resulted in delays. That's just natural. They had a whole lot of other things going on. I was, of course, like, you know, this was one of my focuses, so I was always at the ready, but sometimes it just took a little bit. And their patient tracking system, again, that was probably the biggest challenge. I think that they did a really good job of integrating and collaborating with their care management staff and that handoff, and to make sure that there isn't duplication of services with the care management staff and the community health workers. So they had to, you know, work with their HR department to develop job descriptions. How is it that we can hire somebody who may not even have a college degree for this kind of work? You know, it kind of challenges some of the notions, as we know, in healthcare, everything's very letters after your name, degrees, et cetera, and, you know, community health workers really come with different gifts and special and unique, and sometimes they may have some letters to go after their name. And the education of physicians and other staff was really key, and as I mentioned, the medical director's reform, not reform, listen to me, I'm already on my next line, but her belief in the system. So the triple aim has been mentioned here in this conference a lot, and that's exciting. The CHW model really is a strategy for that, and I think my hat is off to advocate again for stepping out and really realizing that CHWs could be a critical piece of addressing their Medicaid population given the Medicaid expansion. I think the future is bright. Advocate plans to expand their CHW interventions at some of their other hospital systems, and we are in conversation with several Medicaid managed care organizations to help them develop CHW interventions. And I think we all know that they're really a much needed and welcome part of the team to increase health outcomes, improve health outcomes, and reduce unnecessary health resource utilization. So as we've heard, it's all about the teamwork and the partnerships, and special thanks to two of my colleagues at SUHI, Jamie and Melissa, and then Dr. Carrie Nelson, who's the medical director, and Jackie Rouse, who really had a lot of foresight to get going on some CHW stuff even before the launch of our partnership. Thank you.